Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
The school of Tupac, I'm around. Yeah. You don't want to what?
Mess with me.
Hell, I'm not your average Negro.
Hold up. Taz, I want to ask you a question real quick.
Let's just keep a real straight shot with no chaser. I'm going to get a little bit rough.
I'm here for those who really believe in the American process. All of us.
Straight shot, no chaser. With your girl, Tesla Figaro, on the Black Effect Podcast Network.
Any other questions? And if not, you guys can replay this. I'm going to upload this on the podcast, but this is important. This is showing you that everything you've heard, I don't care what they sit up here telling you about other immigrants don't have to have no packs and ain't nobody else got to do that and we the only ones got to do that. Bullshit. Arab Americans for Progress did this. They got this accomplished. They got 100,000 people to the polls yesterday. There was a pack. The immigrants have packs, y'all. If you don't want to start one or you don't know how to start one or you don't want to do money to one, then say that. But let's stop saying that they don't have packs because that's simply not true. I did an episode on weeks ago. Go back and listen to that where I broke it down in addition to that. But I wanted to show you how a pack moving people, how it makes a difference in real time.
Hey, P-Sis, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, we
yeah,
can.
Hey, how you doing, first and foremost?
I'm doing good. Thank
I'm
you.
Good. I'm good. Yep. Audio. It was good at one point. Then it's just like over the past 2 minutes start going in and out again. I came up, I was listening to the exchange and I don't know if bro was confusing like the primaries with the actual general election, you know, when Biden has to actually go up against Trump, not against the people in his own party. I don't know. Maybe the brother was confusing that.
I don't know. I gave an example of both, though. I gave a primary example of Hillary, Bernie. That was primary. Mm-hmm. And then I gave the same year, the same example with Trump and Hillary, general. So I gave both examples. How both examples got 16,000 votes, and he got 16,000 more for the primary. And then that same year, a general election happened. And in Michigan, Trump got 10,000 more against Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. So my question is this, because we're doing our thing on our end with Be the Power. And, you know, we're pulling the FEC forms and, you know, we're doing our little one to get our pack going. But this particular pack in Michigan, and I was actually going to do a space on this today myself about super PACs, really just what's going on in the new, not super PACs, but this particular pack and how they were able to energize the Muslims in Michigan. But it brought me to a question because they're a 501c4. And I heard you speak on this before. In your opinion, what do you think is better, the C4 or the political super PAC? The one, you know, the one you have to file all the FEC forms and stuff for.
Are you talking about the 527?
Yeah, the 527, yes.
They're both good, but 501c4. I'll give an example of 501c4. It allows you to advocate for social welfare organization. It's a profit organization. It's kind of like the League of Women Voters is a 501c4. I believe the NAACP is a 501c4. The Urban League is a 501c4. When you talk about a 527, those are usually like the communication pack. Chat alert coming through. The 527s are, I would say, more loosely based and allowing you to do the communications and the ads and different things that I was talking about. They don't support candidates per se. Neither does a 501c4. I'm looking at 527. But whatever requires the least amount of paperwork, that y'all just need to start something.
No, I feel.
So 527 is created to influence selection, nomination, or defeat candidates. So I like 527s because they're the ones that do all the dirty fighting. So when you guys see a show that says Biden ain't shit, and then at the end, this was provided by Americans who say it, presidents ain't shit, that's a 527.
Indeed.
So they are very powerful. They move a lot of numbers. It allows you to kind of raise money and have money, you know, different ways. And, you know, that's where people go drop a million on, you know, to get somebody out of office, you know, that type of thing. But right now, y'all just need to start a five anything, whether it's a 501c4, 527, something.
No doubt. That's all I came up for. Thank you, sir.
No problem, honey. Anything else from anybody? Because what we know is not happening is getting some conversation, some traction, is going to doing five spaces a day. If you want to be in an organized way and to be taken serious in a serious way, then somebody needs to establish a PAC. I believe that y'all donating y'all money to everything else matters, and you believe that moves our people far along, then somebody within this group should be starting a pack that you're asking people to give $27 a month to. Y'all raise money for everything else, so why not raise money for a pack? I don't understand. Somebody has to explain it to me. It can pay your salary. It can pay for your outreach. Y'all can pay somebody, hey, we're going to pay you $200 to host the space for 2 hours every day about why reparations matter. No, somebody got to get organized, and let's stop this. Well, we ain't going to put no name on it because they're going to come after people with the name. It's organizations all over this country. Y'all stop it. If you don't want to do it, just say you don't want to do it. this ops conversation y'all be having about how the ops is listening in. The ops is 100,000 people that showed up yesterday. That's the ops worried about that because they're actually affecting power. So if the ops is watching anybody today, I assure you they're not in this Twitter space. They're looking at Listen to Michigan and Arab Americans. That's that organization. That's who they scared of. They ain't scared of y'all on Twitter. I just want to give you some breaking news. I know y'all think, oh man, the ops is listening and the ops and creating this paranoia cult-like experience. But I'm here to let you know, they're not concerned about you because you didn't get nobody to go to them polls yesterday. Making somebody have action, that is what is that's what scares them. Talking on this phone ain't scaring nobody. Now, of course, it's in trouble, and I guess, but I've talked to a lot of y'all offline, and I've had this question. So what do you think the ops is doing? Well, they're trying to stop us. How? Well, you know, they just don't want us to organize. Why? Well, you know, because it defeats our movement. How? Every time I ask that, they never know answer. How? Stop you from doing what? Talking on Twitter? I get it. I know people want to be like the 1960s and, oh, you were part of some secret organization that they all trying to take down. No, baby. That's AIPAC, the largest pack, Jewish pack. That's these Arab Americans. This Arab American pack for progress. That's the ones the ops are looking at this morning. Trust me, they're not in this space. They worried about the space that got taken up yesterday with them 100,000 people showing up. Mikhail, is my phone still going, coming? Oh, it sounds good.
Great, black, beautiful family.
Does my phone, is my phone still clear? I just want to make sure.
Yes, can you hear me?
Okay, yes, sir.
How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Living the dream and winning. I mean, you're absolutely right. 3 years ago, I advised, in fact, certain people on the stage, certain people in the space to set up their packs, and probably went in one ear and out the next. And in addition, I suggested that they set up several independent expenditures as well. Of course, you know, you're very wise and you know about that. So I'll extend the offer. If there are people who are contemplating setting up their PACs, we have people who can quietly help them put that in motion. So thank you, Queen Sister, for the opportunity to speak, and I'll end.
Jump in real quick, sis. When we came out with, mm-hmm. with Be the Power back in 2019, mm-hmm. 2020, my brother Logic, shout out to my brother Logic. He had worked on several campaigns, Senator Dick Durbin's campaign. He worked on Obama's campaign in Illinois. He was a local politician. He was an elected politician in Springfield, Illinois. He was elected precinct committeeman in Springfield, Illinois. So, you know, I don't know if the brother was saying that towards me, but we came out the gate talking about forming PACs, et cetera, et cetera. So I just wanted to clear that up.
2019. Mm-hmm.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Now, let me ask you this. You know, you're my brother. I'm going to keep.
And D, you breaking up. I know you want to give me the business, right? But your phone breaking up.
Can you hear
I already
me?
Know where you're going to go.
You already know. Can you hear me?
I hear you now.
Okay, so that was 2019. Uh-huh. You just ran down all his credentials. Uh-huh. He was an elected. He was this. He was that. So I got one question for you. Is the PAC set?
No, nope, nope.
Then bottom line, none of that matters. In fact, it's even worse. You're saying that you got somebody at your table that know how important it is. And here we are. Here we are almost 5 years later and y'all still ain't set it up.
Well, there's some...
No, baby, it's a yes or no.
No, no, no. Look, I said no, but there's some things that happen in between some personal stuff that I'm not...
Right, AKA
enjoy.
Not set up. AKA Conone is not set up.
But ultimately, and, you're and right, it's not set up.
That's it. That's all it is. Let's just name it. Let's just name it. And at the end of the day, listen to Michigan, they set up in a matter of months. So... When it come down to organize, it don't matter what somebody's resume is. If you can't get them people in the room, you can't get organized. It don't matter. In fact, it makes it worse. It makes it worse for me to run my resume down and can't get nobody in the room. It makes it worse to run my resume down and can't do what I did at least once or twice, more than once, just to show that, hey, it wasn't just some fluke. That don't matter, love. It really doesn't. All it tells me is you had somebody at the table that know all of this and still didn't do it. And y'all 4 years in the game. No disrespect. It just is what it is.
No, it's facts. It's facts. I'm not offended by the facts at all. It's facts.
I would actually stop telling people that until you get it together, honestly.
I know.
Like, that means nothing. Like, seriously, it means nothing to me because I'm about that action. Numbers always matter to me. Can you get in the room? Did it make a difference in me saying, oh, I know I can train 100 people, I know I can get them in the room? Or did it matter, Naheem, when you walked in the room and saw 300 people? What's the difference? Seeing the people, right? Did that make a difference?
That's a fact. That's a fact.
Me talking about it, anybody can talk about it. They all talk about it on this app. They all talk about what they can do. And I'm on the ground and I'm in the grass. and I'm on the curb and I'm on the concrete until it's time to pan that camera around and we can see who in that room. Pan the camera around so we can see who's in the room. All the rest of that is talk. If you can't do that, it's talk. This is a numbers game. It's not a YouTube game. It's not a land the plane game. It's not who got the best commentary game. All of that's important. End of the day, if you can organize and get people in the room, what action can you get them to do towards the movement? If it's not doing, it ain't about no action. It's just talking. Protest is very important. I don't ever want to dismiss that. Protest, policy, the paper, when I talk about suing people. All of that is important, but it's just one component of it. So when somebody's in front of me telling me they did this and did that and they passed, and I was going to ask the same question that I asked you, and you know, I believe in your leadership, and I'm going to ask every time, where's the pack at? Oh, well, you know, we had, what had happened was, got it. Where's the pack? Bottom line is, it hasn't been started. And nobody on this app has, with the exception of ADOS, and none of them talk to me, so I don't know what they're doing, how successful it is, or anything. You know, I'm talking to y'all. But shout out to them for starting it. They don't like me, so, which is fine. I'm not here to be liked. But shout out to them, you know, for having the actual, I believe they have a 501c4.
If I'm yeah, they got a C4. We did a C3. But,
Yeah, and a C3 is just a nonprofit. That's not, it doesn't allow you to have paid, doesn't allow you to get behind issues. It's just a waste of time. So your leader that's been an elected official and worked in all these places, he should have known that. He misled y'all.
No, not at all. Not at all. Not at all. It's just like I said, some things happen that I won't get into right now. And we're going to leave it there. No, he ain't mislead us.
Somebody just said don't do a 501c3.
No. That was for a different purpose. That was for a different purpose. Oh, Be the Power was going to be the C4 or the 527. And he was going to lead that. Right. So, but I'm going to leave that there. It's not formed. And that's the lesson here, y'all. That we can't talk about it without being about it. And it's just as simple as that.
That's right. And I look forward to y'all forming it. You know, maybe by the fifth year. We're going into year 5 now. So I'm looking forward. I can't wait. I can't wait to tell people, y'all go check out Be the Power. Not just on YouTube and watching y'all recite y'all books, but actually an organization that they can donate to, that they can participate in, that they can do phone banking in, all of the things that Listen to Michigan just did. Y'all go look at Listen to Michigan, the Listen to Michigan website. That's the ARAB, Americans for Progress, that I put up there. And then at the bottom of that website, you'll see Listen to Michigan. The Listen to Michigan organization that is a hashtag is actually ARAB Americans for Progress. Guess what ARAB Americans for Progress is? They 401c PAC, Political Action Committee. Let me say again, 501c4 Political Action Committee. It is one thing to hashtag all day, we ain't voting, we ain't voting, we ain't voting, we ain't voting, we sitting out, we sitting out, we sitting out. And there's another thing to actually have a PAC with organizations, with yes, leaders, because all PACs need leaders. And all PACs have leaders, by the way. Nothing has happened to these leaders. But to have an actual organization where you donate your money to, that can fund you sitting on Twitter and bringing awareness, that can fund you sending literature out to folks, that can fund actually getting people to the polls to vote against the person you're with and the person that you want to go against, do like they did, which had 100,000 people show up for no commitment. It's one thing to say, I'm not going to vote for you if you're not a supporter of reparations. And it's another thing to organize 100,000 people in a city to say, we're showing up to vote, no commitment. Meaning we want to put it on the record. See, talk sounds so good. It sounds good. But when 100,000 people get out their bed and show up to vote at the polls for everybody but you. See, this is why voting is power. I've never said vote for the person that you don't like. What I'm trying to show you, it is a tool to show that, yes, you exist. Talking behind fake names and avatar, not real. We don't know if you really are who you say you are. We don't know where you live. There's no data. There's nothing. What was real was 100,000 people in Michigan went to the polls. under the direction of Listen to Michigan. And that is why they're in the news all day, every day. And that is why Joe Biden is saying, that is why they're having the action. And guess what? They're not going to stop there. It's about 15 other states that also have a no commitment. So why is reparations? People were challenging me about why is Paula, why was I involved? Why are they not organizing for the reparations to be voting no commitment? Where is that campaign at? Where is that 501c at? Why are you not donating to that to get people to move? This is not chastising you. I'm just telling you what it is. Okay, I see a note. I don't know if you want me to say your name, but when a candidate but I want to address this. When a candidate has a PAC, that's not the same as what I'm telling people to do, because that PAC. So, for example, you organize your PAC. If I'm running for office, Friends of Teslin Figaro, that goal is to elect Teslin Figaro for whatever or whatever it is Teslin Figaro is trying to do. When I'm saying a PAC, I'm saying a PAC that's not connected to a candidate, that's connected to a cause. So that's the difference with that. But yes, when people run in Congress, because they keep those PACs open, they live off those PACs, they keep them open, they transfer from one thing to another. A lot of people never close it because it took so much, you know, to get it open. So it'd be like Friends. In fact, my former congressman went to jail over a PAC. It's called Friends of Corrine Brown. So yes, you have a PAC running for as a candidate for Congress, but it is not the type of PAC. You have to have a PAC that I'm talking about that's not connected to a candidate, so that people can actually do something in their local community to get something done. And if I, and it's great if I support a candidate that don't live in my community by money, but it's not allowing me really to take a lot of action outside of a phone bank. So you want to have a PAC that can have administrative duties and different things like that to do in your own local town, if that makes sense. Two things can be true at the same time, but at least you started something, because again, a lot of people haven't started nothing at all. Anything else before we get out of here?
No, I'm good. Thank you, sis.
No problem, honey. Thank you. I'm asking anybody else, anything else on the floor? Any other questions? Dispel any myths? Again, this is not to attack anybody, to make anybody. As you saw, I mentioned a lot of people last week on Fox News, because I do want you to know that I hear you and I understand, and I can do what I can, but I'm just one person. At some point, somebody has to, you know, take this by the reins and get some organizing, guys. Somebody's going to have to raise their hand and say, I'm willing to be the executive director. And no worries, the CIA is not going to come get you. No worries. You have Arab Americans for Progress that is going against Israel on the record. So if anything, the ops is listening to them. So don't worry about it. You're going to be safe. You starting Black Americans for Reparations or whatever it is, they're not going to come looking for you. So get you an executive director that's not buying into that paranoia. Nobody's looking for you, I promise you. Now, if you can get 100,000 people to storm the Capitol for a coup, then you might have some concern. But if you're just starting a PAC to promote reparations, talk about reparations, trust me, they're not going to be looking for you. Let's stop that foolishness. Let's stop comparing ourselves to Martin Luther King and Malcolm X. You're not Malcolm X, you're not Martin Luther King. So let's just stop that, because that's ridiculous. And what it's doing is, it's keeping you on this app, living in this paranoia world, virtual matrix world, and not actually getting you involved in real life. And I would like to see you involved in real life, no matter who it is. That guy who wanted to support Joe Biden, great. You want to go support him, you better stop ignoring these numbers. I guess he thought I was going to go back and forth. I'm not debating like against or for Joe Biden. I'm telling you what the numbers look like. And I'm telling people on this app how you should be organizing people to go in the general election. So I'm going to give you this tip again. We know a general election is happening this year. So why don't y'all organize a write-in campaign where people go write in reparations? Spend time organizing that. But that would mean you would actually have to organize, though. That means somebody got to be in charge. Somebody got to have a schedule. Somebody got to make sure y'all talking to a certain amount of people every day. Somebody got to follow back up with those people. Like when y'all came to my training and I text and emailed y'all at least 6 or 7 times. Somebody got to do that work. Who willing to do that work? So all that has to happen to make sure that 100,000 people get to the polls and write in. So I'm going to give you this tip again. Let's see if they do it. Why don't y'all pick a state to do write-ins? Pick a state where y'all feel like y'all strong at. in real life and do that. So if Marcel is running for Congress, well, wouldn't you want to do Marcel because you wouldn't want to take, yeah, if Marcel is running for Congress in South Carolina, you already got a candidate that's going to be in the ballot in South Carolina. So why don't y'all help organize a write-in under the president's name to go in and vote for Marcel and under write-in put reparations? If that's possible. Now, I don't know if South Carolina allow write-in or not, because I'm not familiar with your state. I'm just giving you an example. So if y'all not doing that and can't get 50,000 people to show up, 25,000 people show up, when I see y'all organizing mass numbers behind everything else, and donating behind everything else, then you're just talking to me. I mean, seriously. Because that's what's going to make it on the news. That is guaranteed going to make it on the news. 25,000 people showed up and wrote in reparations. They doing it with the white folks. They did it with no commitment. They did it with none of the above. If it's not Marcel, then pick another state. Y'all say y'all so heavy in California and all these other states on the ground and on the grass and whatever y'all talking about. Where's the write-in campaign at? Y'all say y'all not voting anyway, so why don't you go up there and be counted as somebody who said, I'm not voting because I'm voting for reparations. That is where the power is. Sitting at home, they could care less. You're not even counted. You're not even in the mix. That's like you threatening, oh man, I'm going to keep this good man from you. I ain't never met him. How could I miss what I never met? Introduce yourself to him as Mr. Reparations by going and writing it on the ballot. It's not going to Joe Biden. It's going to reparations. And don't let these theory, conspiracy theory, oh man, you do that, they're going to change it over to Biden. Because I can see y'all making that shit up. Y'all the best at making shit up on this app. Do a write-in. I look forward to hearing somebody start a write-in campaign to write in reparations somewhere in somebody's state, whether it's Marcel or somewhere else. And let's just start low. Let's see if you can get 10,000 to show up. Don't listen to people say 10,000 ain't a big number. It really don't matter. Yes, it is. Because it's showing it is a real movement on paper that people that took their time to get out, to brush their teeth and wash their ass and put their clothes on, that's how committed they are to stand in line to let you know, no check, no vote. Sitting on this internet and just saying it, it's not making the impact that you think. It's important, but it's time to push for a deeper impact. So if you don't want to start the 527, if you don't want to start the 501(c), let me make it really clear to you right now. You don't have to do that to organize a writing campaign. So don't let that be the excuse, sitting around waiting on Tesla to start it, somebody else to start it. No, how about you get 10 people on the phone, 5 people on the phone, say, hey, y'all, we're going to do a writing campaign. What state should we do it in? Okay, we're going to do it in South Carolina. Okay, cool. Let's pick up Marcel and see how. Hey, how can we do it? Can we get a write-in in your state? Let me look it up online. Let me see. Is it a write-in? Okay, cool. Starting today, we're going to start. Every day, we're going to talk to 30 people in South Carolina. We're going to purchase a phone list, and we're going to talk to 30 people in South Carolina that can go in and write in. See, that's where the stuff, people don't want to do that. See, that's where the work comes in. This is why I shut down people when they haven't done no work to be debating with me, because when it comes down to that work, it sounds good till you start giving people marks on what has to be done. That's why I don't entertain the brother, great conversation, but I don't entertain conversation. Have you ever worked on campaign? Oh, no, I haven't. Okay, then we ain't talking from the same lens. Nobody, they never want to do that work. Do that work. Because it does make a difference when you got to get up in Flint in 10-degree weather and go knock on doors. It makes a difference. Of course I'm going to see it from a different lens. I talk to them people. I've engaged with them people. I know the pulse. You have to know that. In order to sit up here and think you're going to tell me about what Michigan going to do, I don't care. You're just watching TV and hearing their talking points and just coming back and regurgitating it. It's different when you're on the ground. It's different when you've been on the ground. And on the ground don't mean the coolest person on the ground, the whatever you think you are on the ground, in the grass, we the real grassroots. Shut the numbers. And y'all know I mess with y'all heavy. In person, virtual, whatever. If I can be of help, I can. If I can't, I can't. But I'm telling you how to get your story in the mainstream media so that they're forced to have to answer it. Now, again, every American president going to be on Israel's side. We can just go ahead and say that. We know that to be true. That's not what this was about. This was about me showing you how 100,000 people went to the polls and y'all should be doing the same. Thank you for your time. I will put this back up on Straight Shot No Chaser podcast. It'll be available next week. You guys have a wonderful week ahead and keep watching. And we'll keep talking. Peace.
If you like what you heard on Straight Shot No Chaser, please subscribe and drop a 5-star review and tell a friend. Straight Shot No Chaser is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. I'm Teslin Figueroa, and I'd like to thank our producer, editor, mixer, Dwayne Crawford, and our executive producer, Charlamagne Tha God. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.